Arkansas.
In trouble, Billy Ray Smith.
Billy Ray Smith decks the quarterback.
Billy Ray Smith coming out of there with it. Heats on. Billy Ray Smith made the play. He's an All-American.
Man that got there first was Billy Ray Smith.
Hey, this is Billy Ray Smith, Jr., and you're listening to The Morning Rush.
Welcome back into hour number three of the Morning Rush, going in the phone lines and welcoming in one of the biggest studs in the history of Arkansas football, Billy Ray Smith Jr., a guy you did not want to line up against if you're an offensive lineman. Billy Ray, appreciate you making some time for us, man.
Oh, great to be on, man. This is exciting for me.
A lot of people have been asking, hey, what's Billy Ray doing? What's he been up to? So can you kind of update all the Razorback fans listening where you're living and what you're doing right now?
I'm still in Del Mar, right outside of San Diego, doing a little bit of radio, but not much. You know, just having a good time.
We were talking before you came on about just San Diego itself. When you heard your name called to get drafted to the San Diego Chargers, Billy Ray, how elated were you to hear those words?
I had to ask, where exactly is San Diego? Because, you know, I'm not really that good with geography. But, I knew the Chargers were going to pick me before the draft. It was a fantastic moment.
Let's go back to picking a college, because your dad was a legend at Arkansas. You were born in Fayetteville. Was there ever even an option not to be a Razorback? I mean, you grew up in Texas. You played high school football in Plano. Was Arkansas always the target, or was there even a consideration to play somewhere else?
No. I took my visits, and I think that's the smart way to go, even if you had one that you have at the top of your list. You know, you have to kind of go around and find out which programs are going to be better for you. And I knew Coach Holtz and the Razorbacks were where I was going to play.
You played in a state championship game in the old Texas Stadium, which isn't standing anymore, in front of 50,000 people, which I believe is still a Texas high school state championship record. What do you remember about that day? Because, I mean, generally you have to wait till a huge college game or maybe a pro opportunity. Very few high school kids get to play in front of 50,000, Billy Ray.
Yeah. Well, and you have to remember that you can't ask football players to remember what it was like 30 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That we just don't remember things like that. It doesn't happen. No, but it was 1977, and it was a – yeah, it was fantastic. We were going against Port Neches Groves, as I recall, and it was a great game. So, great day for Plano.
Former Razorback, former Charger, Billy Ray Smith Jr. here with us on the Morning Rush. Billy Ray, you still hold the tackle for loss record at Arkansas, and it's really not close. Trey Flowers is second behind you, man. How are you so disruptive? How are you such a force at the line of scrimmage for the Razorbacks back in the day?
When they brought in Don Lindsay as our defensive coordinator, and he changed the defense, and he changed me. My first year or two, I was playing nose guard at 205 pounds. That doesn't work. So my junior year and my senior year, I was being coached by Don Lindsay, and just changed everything. It was a fantastic defense, and it was made for me. And it was a great couple of years for the Hogs.
So Billy Ray, you mentioned when you got there, when you're playing defensive line, defense at 205. That's a little hairy, man. That's difficult, especially when you're playing in the tough Southwest Conference.
You don't have to tell me that.
You experienced
it. I lived it.
How did you overcome the weight differential and become the player you were?
Yeah, I just made it work. You know, I had a dad that played 13 years in the National Football League, and the tricks and the tips that he gave me, it was almost unfair, you know? So the kind of things he would tell me to, just to kind of play with the offensive lineman a little bit, you know, get them to jump off sides and, you know, not go outside of the rules, but, you know, just enough to get them to jump off sides. But, you know, having a 13-year NFL veteran telling you as a high schooler and a college player different ways to take apart an offense, I'm telling you, it was a fantastic thing, and I'm so happy that I had my dad with me.
Your head coach was one of the master motivators, Lou Holtz. Take us inside playing for Coach Holtz. How would he go about getting the teams that you were on amped up? Because there's a couple of games in particular I want to ask about. But what was the aura? What was the atmosphere around Coach Holtz's team?
He was just one of the great motivators. You know, he was a great coach and a great motivator. You can't use one without the other. And Lou was he was great. And, you know, we would always be, you know, on fire when we took the field. And normally it had, you know, worked pretty well.
1981, Texas game, October 17th. Texas is ranked number one, and Arkansas beats them 42-11.
42-11.
What happened that day? Tell us how it all came together.
Oh, boy. What happened that day? So, you know, we kind of put in a little bit of different defense, and I think we changed some things on the offensive side, but we just took those guys apart, and I guess they may have been overconfident, but that would be, you know, on them, certainly not on us, and you know, again, Coach Holtz and his staff is fantastic.
Billy Ray, going to Plano High School but having a father that went to Arkansas, were your friends messing with you a little bit that you were going to be a Razorback? I know there had to be a little animosity there, and I bet it felt really good just kicking their keisters on that day.
No. Listen, they knew, maybe since Pop Warner, that I was going to Arkansas. You know, it was never a question. I was born in Fayetteville, you know, so I don't think any of my friends, any of my teammates, any of my opponents thought that I was going anywhere but the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Billy Ray, let's talk about the transition from college to the NFL. We talked about you being drafted by the San Diego Chargers. What was it like moving from the defensive line to linebacker? How were you able to adjust to that?
Well, you know, the biggest challenge that I had was that they told me that I was going to play inside linebacker. And it was a position that I never played. So, welcome to the NFL. You're going to play a brand new position. Have a good time. And so for the first 3 years, it was a bitch. I'm telling you, absolute solid bitch. And, you know, I made the best of it. And, you know, tried to kind of sink it in and figure it out. But, you know, after going through, you know, the 4 years at Arkansas and then being flipped and playing inside linebacker, that was a little bit of a shock for me. And after those 3 or 4 years, they brought in our coordinator during college, Don Lindsay, and we put in a similar defense, and then things started to work.
Billy Ray Smith Jr. with us here on the Morning Rush. I think about some of the great running backs that were playing on the teams you were on in your time at Arkansas, and it's pretty well
Gary
known that
Anderson.
Yeah, Gary Anderson, Roland Sales, and I think about those practices because it's pretty well known Coach Holtz didn't mind getting after it in practices. There weren't a lot of green jerseys running around. What was it like? I mean, who was the tougher back in that duo? Because Roland Sales and Gary Anderson were both pretty tough. What were the practices like getting after it back in the 70s and early 80s?
Yeah, the tough thing about Gary Anderson is that you could never touch him. I haven't touched him, in, you know, 4 years at Arkansas in practice. I mean, Gary Anderson was that fast and that shifty, and he was, and still probably is, the most impossible running back to tackle, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Well, the nature of those physical practices, that's all we ever heard. Were the practices as tough and physical as the reputation?
You know, it's football,
yeah.
So it's going to be a little physical.
Yeah, I mean, by today's standards,
you're not going to put the first offense against the first defense and have the guys, you know, bloody each other up. I mean, that wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah.
You have a game in a couple of days, so that certainly wouldn't make any sense. Yeah. And you know, we had a pretty good tempo in practice, and I think that helped us on game day to be the best defense we could be.
Yeah. The nature of the way you were prepared at Arkansas, how did that go to preparing you for the 10-year run you had in the NFL?
It was perfect. I think it was the perfect preparation to go up the next level, and you know, and it served me well for those 10 years.
Billy Ray Smith Jr. with us here on the Morning Rush. Billy Ray, do you still keep up with the Razorbacks, or is it kind of different being out there in San Diego?
No, it's no different. No, man, once you're a hog, dog. Come on, that's just the way it is. Yeah, you check the scores, you try to get some highlights, and you know, that's the first thing, and mostly the only thing I check on is how my Razorbacks did.
So is Sam Pittman the guy? Is he going to get it done for us?
Yeah, well, he better.
So when you're donning Razorback gear, Billy Ray, out there in California, have you encountered any Razorback fans? How often do you see a Razorback fan all the way out there in Cali?
You do. I mean, you know, you hear a woo pig, and you know, it kind of makes you smile, but you got business to take care of, and yeah, you can't go back to the college days right then. So you know, there's a time and a place. Yeah.
When you see what's happened the last couple of years, some 2-win football teams, how much does that personally hurt you? How much does that ding your pride as a former player?
I feel for the guys that are in Fayetteville. I don't really feel anything for myself. I've had my time, and I think that me and my teammates did pretty well. But you know, the guys that are having the hard time to win a game. That's, you know, it seems like if you know there's a they just have to get over the hump and get into that rhythm and start winning games. And, you know, that's maybe the toughest thing to do in that game.
How much do you have to defend the SEC out there in Pac-12 country?
I don't think I've run into anybody that doesn't believe the SEC is for real. I mean, they know how hard that conference is to be a part of and to play in that every Saturday. That's a tough conference, man.
Billy Ray, when you compare the Southwest Conference to the SEC, what similarities do you see and what differences do you see?
First of all, the Southwest Conference, the one I played in, was much more physical, much more challenging, and just overall a greater conference than any other conference that we've ever seen. Sorry, guys. I just had to go off on that one.
I think Arkansas was the only school in the Southwest Conference during the 80s that didn't get violations for recruiting. I could be wrong on that, but I think, I mean, there were so many teams, so many players, a little cheating going on behind the scenes. I mean, that's crazy. You played in its heyday, man.
And those teams that did kind of go outside the line, you know, it disappointed me and everybody else. I mean, it was tough to, you know, tough to concentrate on your game plan with all these stories coming out, well, about these different teams and the different coaches and players. But, you know, Coach Holtz, he kept us focused, and I think that was the big reason that we were able to make it through.
So one of those teams was the Pony Express, SMU. Billy Ray, what was it like to go up against Craig James, Eric Dickerson, and the teams that SMU had in the early 80s?
Fantastic. It was absolutely, it was my favorite games of all times was the going against the SMU Ponies. And just because they were I think right there with the Razorbacks. And you have to beat the best to be the best. And that's how I looked at it. It's always what my dad tell me, and Coach Holtz, that's it.
Billy Ray Smith Jr., former Arkansas Razorback, former San Diego Charger. Billy Ray, we really appreciate you making some time for us on the Morning Rush, man.
All right, fellas, I'll have you on my show sometime.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Absolutely, man. We can do that for sure.
We'll come out there and do it in person on the beach.
Come on now.
On the beach.
All right, guys, you got it.